John Hunter from Sheffield Village joins us. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing great, Craig. I'm pleased to be on your radio station this morning.
Well, maybe until I ask you this first question. Mayor, have you ever slid down a fire pole?
Yes, I've done that, but we don't have one in the village because all of our fire departments are on one floor. Oh, but right. I did that as part of a thing to raise some money for crippled children about 10 years ago. And it's quite an experience if you've never did it.
Yes, we entered it because we had the mayor from North Ridgeville on who mentioned something about that. And we just wondered about the fire poles. But I figured, Mayor Hunter, you through your long life, you've done a lot of things like that, probably.
Well, I've done, the Lord's blessed me and give me good health, and I'm all the time out trying to experiment anything. I always had a respect for President Bush that he'd go flying and jump at 92 years old, and I'm looking forward to doing something like that myself.
Well, let's talk about 2020, Mayor Hunter. What do you have on tap for the new year?
Well, to continue the progress in Sheffield Village, it's an honor to be the mayor of Sheffield Village in the heart of Lorain County. We got a lot of great things coming on. I want to thank Ford Motor Company and UAW for bringing a new product here to Sheffield Village, Avon Lake, and Sheffield Lake. We got a lot of new businesses coming in, and looking forward to that. Just give me 1 second. I can drink water.
That's my little drinking water music. 8:54 at AM 930 WEOL.
Yep.
You've done a well as a mayor, though. You have to your voice has to be in good condition for talking to people everywhere.
Okay, Craig, I'm back with you.
Okay, Mayor.
Ford is expanding in 2023, large part because of the great employees there. And the cooperation between Ford, the UAW, and its members, and the community around them. You know, when you all work together, you can get something done. And I'm proud of those relationships with Mayor Zelkom, Mayor Bring, Ford Motor Company, UAW, and Sheffield Village.
With a project of that scope, that magnitude, at what point is a mayor like yourself sort of brought into the process?
Well, we have a continual communication between Ford Motor Company and the UAW and the respective cities. We respect that the company and the union run the plant. We're just here to support them and to be active in to acquiring what they need to do their job. They know how to do their job, and it's all about communication. If you communicate with each other and you keep two people equally informed, seldom disagree. And with Herb Bennett at the rounds of the plant, along with Billy Samples for the union and the plant manager, working with us, they know we're here to help them, but we don't want to get in their way.
On the road in the village, you've had a number of projects this past year, along with some ODOT projects. Anything on tap for 2020?
Yes, we are working with the state and federal government. We got three projects that we're pushing forward for 2020. We have a safety grant we received to widen Abbey Road, Detroit Road from Abbey Road to I-90. We got a new project grant for new stoplight system from Abbey Road through I-90 and a new stoplight at Transportation Boulevard with the help of the area businesses there. That's one project. On the other end of town, there are going to be some resurfacing in cooperation with the city of Avon on 611 and completing that project. They're going to be also on tap to try to do a resurfacing of Harris Road in Sheffield Village. You know, it takes about 5 to 7 years to get a grant through, and I've been working on some of these projects already for 10 years. So now they're coming to life. I'm working with the state and on new side pass for Sheffield Village, and we hope to acquire some more money this year to do that. I'm working with the Lorain County Metro System and Park System and Mayor Jensen from Avon about attaching these trails and paths from Avon through Sheffield Village to the park system and to Sheffield Lake and to Lorraine, so that people can safely move around our cities and villages together. So again, it's all about cooperation. And that's just a few of the things. We're looking forward to the new businesses coming in. We got the lowest taxes, and the way we do that is because we have the best businesses. And so we try to support them and move along. So thanks to the North Coast Chamber of Commerce and the Lorraine County Chamber of Commerce working with us, we're able to promote these businesses.
Mayor John Hunter joining us this morning. We appreciate a little bit of your time today. Thanks for sharing
with us. Thank you, Craig. And I just want to reach out and thank the Lord, thank our employees, and thank the residents of Sheffield Village for the sounding victory last night. I'll tell you right now, I'm on a high because I know now that we're headed in the right direction. And that's what it's about, is doing the people's bid. So thank you very much.
Thanks.
God bless you.
Thanks. Have a good day.